بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on December 17, 2008 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Eid al-Qadir. The emphasis that our magnanimous Imam Khomeini and many other prominent religious scholars have placed on the unity between religion and politics is in fact rooted in Islamic teachings, especially the great lesson that Ghadir taught us. This shows the importance of the issue. All the people who interpret Ghadir in this way, that is, all Shi'as and even many non-Shi'a Muslims who have a similar interpretation, many constantly pay attention to the fact that the issue of government is a critical issue, and that it is a high priority in Islam. No one should be indifferent to the issue of government. The important role of governments in guiding or misleading nations is a historical reality. The fact that the Islamic Republic places so much emphasis on the appropriate management of the country in the Constitution and elsewhere is all due to the strong emphasis that Islam has placed on this issue. This is a point that must not be ignored.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The fact that the Holy Prophet of Islam introduced Ali ibn Abi Talib as his successor in Ghadir al-Khum is another point that is closely related to the first point. What were the defining characteristics of Imam Ali's life both before and after this event? These characteristics can provide us with a yardstick. Moving on the path of righteousness and attaching great importance to Allah's satisfaction were the primary features of Imam Ali's life. No matter how much hardship and selflessness were required to continue this life, that was the most important feature of Imam Ali's life. From his childhood to the moment he was martyred, the commander of the faithful alayhi salam remained rock solid for the sake of Allah. He made wholehearted efforts and was never frustrated with his efforts for Allah. He tried to promote Islam when it was time to do so. He fought for Islam when it was time to fight. He was patient when patience was required. He assumed the leadership of his society when it was necessary for him to do so.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.